Pete and Kimber.
Last week, we spoke to a bloke by the name of The Apollo Show. He's a male adult entertainer who's made the news because he broke his to the point where it blew up like a Coke can. But after we had a chat to him about that, he decided to hang around and ask all the questions that we had about working in the adult entertainment industry. Take a listen to this.
What kind of money is there to be made in this industry now? I mean, we've all got questions because there's plenty of free gear out there. Like, there's adult entertainment anywhere you look.
There's no free gear out there. That's the thing. So, like, what you'll find is a lot of the people who are making big money are from a niche audience who want to see them. So, for example, if you started an OnlyFans, you would get a bunch of your fans.
Thank you for suggesting I could. Thanks for your support.
For the oath you could. There's an audience for everyone. But this is the point. If you've got a big social media following and you start an OnlyFans and then your fans now have a direct contact line to you, not just the sex videos, but they might have conversations all day. Mm. You know, you might have, like, you've got some girls who do girlfriend experience where they've got, you know, they might have 15 different online boyfriends from all different parts of the world who don't know about each other, and they'll all send through $100, 12 different people.
What?
So I mean, like, there's plenty of people making money out there.
And so are you making good money from it?
I'm making good enough money to live and do my thing.
Okay,
that's
so
all I want.
So you're like above average wage. You're doing all right from.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Could you put a deposit on a house?
Yes.
Okay. So what are you, whoever's coming through to ask you things, what are they asking you to do? Like, what's your special thing that people love the Apollo Show for?
Well, I don't run that kind of model. What I run is I'm more of a Netflix of OnlyFans. So for example, if you want to see, let's just say, for example, you wanted to see Mary, Jenny and Kate, and they all had three different entry fees for their OnlyFans.
Uh-huh.
And then you had to buy, on top of that, spend another $30 USD for a video each, right? But then you know that Apollo has worked with all three of these girls. You might come to my page to see.
So how much?
So you're like Ed Sheeran doing collabs with all the popular new artists.
Exactly right. So like, I just came back from America where I was collabing with a lot of America's big stars.
Right.
Now, okay. So, man, there's so many questions here. Does your family know you do this?
Yes.
Is it out
there?
So
lucky for me, COVID kind of made all this acceptable because I mean, like, during COVID I was a personal trainer. I was a personal trainer for 12 years before COVID, happily, I should mention. So when COVID hit, my gym got shut down. I just moved to a new city and didn't have any money, and I had a great body, and not through lack of trying, I was doing clients outside. No one wanted to train.
Sorry,
no,
what do you mean you were doing clients outside?
Training, Pete. Training.
Personal training clients outdoors. And I was also a stripper at the time. So trying to build, because I'd moved to a new city, I was trying to build my clientele up with PT and just bridging the gap financially with some topless waitering for like hen's nights and some stripping. But all that, once COVID hit, went down the drain. I probably never would have done OnlyFans if it wasn't for COVID, if I'm honest.
So are you still filming in your own bedroom? Walk me through your bedroom here, because, like, you know, I must admit, if you see any adult film, sometimes you look and you think, oh, they're all scabby bed sheet and there's nothing on the dresser. And, like, you know, the environment matters. How have you set your room up?
So basically, I have an apartment where how a collab day would usually work. Girl shows up, do a bunch of paperwork. We do a consent video, which states like what she's willing to do, what she's not willing to do,
uh-huh.
how old she is, states she hasn't been under the influence of alcohol or drugs, blah, blah, blah. Then we do a little interview for our pages, do a few TikToks, a few reels, a few photos, and then we're into the bedroom where I've got my own lighting, professional camera set up, and off we go.
Have you got a lot of leather furniture? Is everything just wiped down gear?
Actually. No, I don't. It's not like the casting couch you've probably seen before. Mm. It's nothing like that.
I haven't seen any. I haven't seen anything.
Wink, right?
Hey, what are some of your secrets? Like, is there a secret to getting it back up really quickly?
Be healthy. So the
just
biggest
be healthy.
Part of well, the biggest part of getting a solid erection is having good circulation.
Mm.
So if you're someone in, if so, cardiovascular health is actually quite important in getting a strong erection and maintaining a strong erection. So first things first, if you're someone who struggles with that and you don't do any physical exercise at all, probably wouldn't be a bad place to start. And staying hydrated.
Is there a secret to staying harder for longer?
Yeah, there is.
What is it?
There is.
What's the secret?
Beetroot.
Get stuffed. Beetroot.
You can't get beetroot these days. It is hardly on the shopping shelves. People are paying $65 for a tin of beetroot
no,
on eBay.
No, don't get the tinned ones. You get the ones straight off the plant. Like you have to,
well,
you
boys,
have to get them.
Guys,
yeah. Nah.
It's actually ironic you mentioned that because I, during this 30 days, have developed a male enhancement supplement. Not kidding.
Mate, send full of beetroot.
Send me some.
It's called Alpha Male by Blackwave.
I want to give it a go.
But
you've got
to mention it. After this, send me your details. I'll send you some.
Okay.
He's got to get his wife, who's just had their third child. How long ago?
Not just. It's almost 3 years now.
Is he?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he's almost three.
But you've also got three kids to look after, man. I think you've got to find a wife who's willing to, before you have to worry about the supplements.
Do you know a wife who's willing?
Sounds like he's all over it.
Hey, just quickly, one more thing, right? And this, just yes or no's, okay?
Go on.
Some situations, right, with your OnlyFans. Have you filmed an orgy?
How many people's an orgy? I've filmed four, me and three girls.
Well, we've asked this question before. How many people does it make for an orgy? Four would be an orgy.
I thought the answer was five because after foursome, no one knows the word.
True.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, in that case, no.
Okay.
I've only done four.
Gangbang.
Once again, does that count
as I'd say that's four.
Because I've also done some couple swapping as well.
Okay. So, okay, three-way?
Yeah, definitely. Oh,
three-way,
so many,
three-way, with
an, those.
Three-way with another guy?
Yeah, but no contact, me and the guy. Strictly no sword fighting.
Apollo, how many times, I guess you don't know how many times you've had sex. How many
videos have I done, maybe?
People have you worked with?
Hard to say. Like, I've hundreds, 150.
Wow.
Maybe, like, if I've got like 300 movies, of which admittedly probably 40 or 50 of those were with my original partner. So, and some of those I do two or three videos with at a time.
Mm.
So I mean, like, we're looking at 150, 170, maybe.
What's your
That's
favorite
on film?
What's your favorite sex position?
I reckon prone bone, where the girl is face down, and I'm like whispering sweet nothings in her ear from the top. You know what I mean?
I'm just thinking about, like, you're filming multiple videos each time someone comes over. I'm like, my cervix hurts just thinking about it.
I work with trained professionals.
One more question. This is my last one, I promise. Right?
Well, there's no promises here. He's probably going to find another one.
No, you'd go through, like, you've been through multiple women, right, and in so many situations, and I'm sure you're as careful as possible. Have you ever copped an STD?
Yeah. But you can only control what you can control. You can only work with people who you know, who you think you can trust.
Yeah.
And you can only give people all the information that you think that they need to do the right thing by you. But I think also now, like, if they want to come work with me, normally they're tested, ready to go on time, come with ideas. It's perfect.
Come with ideas.
Mm. Well, the only thing left for me to add really is the memory that I just have of a friend of mine in year 9 or 10 saying, it's a shame that chlamydia is an STI because it would make such a pretty girl's name.
Hey, he's not wrong. I've heard weirder names, if I'm honest.
There it is. That's the Apollo Show answering a whole heap of questions that we had for him about working in the adult entertainment industry.
Well, there were some of the questions. I mean, let's face it, you didn't stop asking questions.
Am I going to get this opportunity again? You never know.
The Pete and Kimber Podcast.